Welcome to 2 Minutes with St. Timothy.
It's been said a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing, a half-truth, the father of lies, and a touch of religion can inoculate us from Jesus. I grew up completely outside of the church, except for the influence of spending a few summers with my saintly grandmother. Eventually, those summer days produced a harvest, but before that, all I knew were some words I didn't understand. One spring day at college, a guy showed up who had missed our class group for weeks. None of us knew why. But it was clear he had blown off the class and was back just to mooch. Wasn't really mad at him. It's not like I wouldn't have done the same thing. But in a way I thought nothing about, an old saying came out of me and I said, "You've been backsliding." Well, clearly he had grown up with some very specific ideas about what that meant, and it looked like they were fighting words. But it just didn't seem right to get into a tussle when I wasn't even sure what I'd said. Now I know that backsliding can be a highly charged word. To some, a type of harsh, moralistic judgment. To others, even a suggestion of damnation. But we're looking at something else. I want you to know that backsliding away from Jesus and His Word hurts us. It's why the book of Hebrews says to persevere, not shrink back. When we slide out of living in vital relationship with Jesus, we really do shrink, becoming less apart from the presence of God. The old backslide may not be about playground equipment, but tends to go the same. You climb up toward the heavens, can perch at the top, seeing things better. But once you start sliding, it's all downhill, and only ends after you hit the bottom. Once Jesus lifts you up, don't slide. Soar like on wings of eagles. This is Pastor Jimmy. Find out more at Sunday Night Church.